Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 2nd of April, and I'm recording at 10:28 p.m., and that's Greenwich, no, that's British Summer Time here in London. Okay, the first thing I should mention here today is that because of the Easter holidays, the UK, well, it's holiday time. Tomorrow is a holiday, and so is Monday, so the service will resume on Tuesday, the 7th of April. But of course, the chart library is always open and updating. Now, very important, late in the afternoon, or evening, I should say, headline news, and that is Iran nuclear accord hailed as landmark after marathon talk. I mean, I've led with this item in my written copy, but I have to say I'm very pleasantly surprised. Of course, the devil may be in the details, not least concerning verification. Nevertheless, there was little to lose in holding these negotiations, as I'd mentioned some weeks or months earlier, and if an agreement is finalized, honored and maintained, it would certainly be a momentous achievement. And the last thing the world needed was a nuclear arms race in the Middle East. If this can be avoided, and that's still a big if, it will not end the Sunni-Shia conflict, not at all. However, it might just avoid the countdown to a potential Holocaust in the region, which is a frightening prospect, which I touched on yesterday. However, if a credible, fully verifiable nuclear accord is shortly reached following this outline proposal, again, the devil in the details, widespread relief would be a form of peace dividend. It would also, in other words, I think we'd see it in stock markets, and possibly beyond. It would also be the crowning achievement of the Obama presidency. And meanwhile, for many of us, it's an encouraging development to ponder over the short Easter break. Okay, so as I am going to be ending the service for the Easter break this evening, I'll make this a slightly longer audio, but let me now go on to the markets in here today. And despite Wall Street having been down again yesterday, Asia shrugged that off, which is pretty impressive. I mean, the Japan index, the Nikkei 225, gained almost 1.5%. And China, strong again in here. The Shanghai Composite was only up a little over a third of a percentage point. Let's see, the Hang Seng Index up 0.75%. The H shares up a full 1% overall. And that Shenzhen Composite Index, I haven't mentioned that very much, but that's the other mainland index. It's a much smaller mainland index, but that's up 44.5% this year. So is looking bubbly. And the valuations are, they're high, I'll put it that way. Now, also Taiwan up nearly a percentage point. Again, good gains coming through on most of the other indices. India was closed here today. Looking at the European stock markets, mostly positive, and the exceptions are small, 0.25 declines or less, and they apply to Germany, Italy, and Switzerland, of course, is not in the EU. Slight gain for the third of a percentage point gain for the UK stock market. And Wall Street closed near the higher side of the day here. Modest gains, third of a percentage point for the Dow and the S&P, a little less for the NASDAQ Composite Index. Canada over half a percent higher, Mexico over 1% higher, and Brazil over 1.5 percent higher. But you look at Brazil against any other currency, and its stock market performance in recent months is a whole lot weaker than in Brazilian real. Okay, going on to the other markets here. Looking first at the U.S. 10-year, that yield picked up a bit in here today, and closed at, or still trading after hours, I should say, at 1.9117 percent. So it's broken that slide that we had seen for most of the previous for most of this week to date. And we saw, I'm pleased to say, we've seen a sharp reaction, sharpish reaction in the US dollar index and in the dollar generally. And that has dipped back to 97.49. That's again, that's a good reaction downwards, and again is in line with my feeling, and I think I'm the only person who's talking about this, or at least that I'm aware of, that the U.S. did intervene back on the 13th of March, and possibly subsequently, possibly again in here today. Now, I've been asked, I was asked in an email, why would they do this surreptitiously? Well, and the obvious point is you don't want thousands of commentators all over the world, well, practically every active investor talking about this and either saying, well, yes, it's right to do it, or no, they shouldn't have done it, or how much did they do it? It's just a big distraction. The central bank doesn't want that. And also, the central bank doesn't want to get into a war with traders, and it's just common sense. Do it in a clandestine fashion. It happens all the time. They are quite active in currencies, or at least if currency markets are quite active, central banks will. Will certainly participate. They would say just to maintain an orderly market. Okay, now that weaker dollar did not do any favors for the. Well, let me stay with this dollar. I was going to say it didn't do any favors for the precious metals. I'll get back to that in a second. The Asian dollar index shows a good strong gain. Have a look at that. That's ADXY in the chart library, and it's by far the most significant rebound that we've seen for a good number of months, going back well into last year. And so it's not just against the euro. But looking at what we saw in here today, the euro is up to 1.0884. Not much change on the Australian dollar index. Sterling is a little higher, 1.4839. I had mentioned that, and as let's see, the Indian rupee, which has been one of the stronger currencies overall. Appreciated a little bit again against the greenback in here today. Now, I mentioned earlier that the precious metals didn't really benefit. Palladium 746.8, that's down $2. Silver slipped back to $16.75, $16.75. That's down nearly 31 cents. Platinum is 1154, nearly 55. That's down over $11. But that had been strong the two previous days. Gold has slipped just a fraction, I think just a little over a dollar. It's at 1202, nearly 1203. And other commodities, mostly a little firmer. I see sugar is quite strong in here today. Cocoa a little weaker. Lumber strong. Let's see what else. Crude oil looks a little easier, down over half a dollar here for the WTI. And sorry, I mentioned cocoa. That wasn't cocoa. But Brent down $1.87, down to 55.23. Coffee, I do see on the screen. Coffee was strong here. So these agricultural commodities are mostly firmer. Not soybeans, but wheat and corn are both a little stronger in here. Copper's weaker. We would have softening in the industrial metals as well as the precious metals. Okay, now where do we really go from here overall? Well, I've been saying for some time that just emphasizing the obvious point that where we're seeing the quantitative easing, and that is in Europe. That's good news for the European stock markets. I think it's a smart move here overall, although inevitably there's lots of criticism of QE. I won't go into that. We also see Japan again benefiting from that. China is certainly providing liquidity for the stock markets. I produced an article today which talks about the amount of borrowing that's going on in mainland China, and it's certainly a legitimate concern. So I'd keep an eye on those indices, the Shanghai A shares and the Shenzhen index, because they are certainly accelerating higher in here. But the Hong Kong indices have been moving upwards more gradually overall, but have very attractive valuations. And yields of well over 3%, 3.5% to 3.75%. And we also have price earnings ratios around 10 or lower. So very attractive, and lots of underlying support. The leading H share, that's the HSCEI, is breaking up out of a range, and looks like it can run. So I like those markets. Wall Street's nervous. You know about the concerns that are going on in Wall Street. It's still worrying about the strength of the dollar, and that will persist for a while until we see the dollar somewhat lower. And also the soft oil price, because shale oil had been the hot growth sector. So that's tailed off. The winter has also taken a bite out of the first quarter GDP figures. So the U.S. economy slowed down a lot in the first in the first quarter, and people are a little nervous about that, understandably so. So we don't have much going on Wall Street so far. We're into April. Dow's still a little bit down, a third of a point on the year. The S&P's up a third of the point, a third of a point on the year. Shanghai Composite doing better, but it's only up 3.19%. Again, as I've mentioned on so many audios, the Asian markets and the European markets are doing much better generally. Okay, some reassuring comments about from Warren Buffett in here today. He says that the U.S. economy looks to him like it's gradually recovering. I'll go along with that. It's an erratic gradual recovery for the factors that I mentioned just moments ago. Buffett says he doesn't see many cheap stocks, but that also that this is no bubble. Well, you've got a few bubbles thing in bio, some of the biotech shares. A few tech stocks are pretty expensive, but we don't have any across the boards bubble in either the tech sector or in the market generally. And you've got some cheap sectors, not least in resources, which are usually late runners, and they certainly haven't run yet. So much, I think, more realistic comments at a time when we've had some kind of off the wall forecasts, alarmist forecasts from a few people, which have received a lot of publicity, and that's wall of worry territory in my book. And what else to mention? Monetary policy. I think that's the big driver. People say, well, they're going to have to tighten at some stage. At some stage, you will have valuations that are too high. At some stage, then we will see a significant setback. Yes, well, that's all true, isn't it? That's the way the markets work. But that does not appear to be imminent. I will put it that way. So I'd much rather stay ro long and worry about various different things that come up as possible risks. We need to stay alert. But as I conclude this audio just before the Easter break, and I enjoy the next few days. But I will say this is a nice little development, this potential agreement here with Iran just before Easter. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.